Thank you, dear brother. Thank you.
Have been wonderful. Many of you have been involved in preparing food and serving food and preparing for these men, and I get the blessing of being included in that as well, and I thank you so much.
You are willing to be put away. But when your child is a girl, you are willing to put away someone. Luke chapter 5, 37 to 38, let's all stand. Luke chapter 5, 37 to 38. Dad, girl dad's here. Explain that to your kids later. It's your job, not mine. Luke chapter 5, 37 to 38. This is officially my last standing here, I guess, yeah, in any pulpit in United States. I thank you so much for this round of missions conference. This is my first time ever, and this has been a blessing. Learning, this is already full with stories and sermons and people. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time.
Amen.
Luke chapter 5, 37 to 38. I will not keep you long. Let's read this together. Luke 5, 37 to 38, ready, begin. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the freedom that we can open our Bibles, study it, live it, Lord, in this wonderful country, and be a lighthouse, a bastion of hope, Lord, in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for those who went just like the special song we heard and gave us, loved us, and cared for us so much that they shared Jesus Christ to us. We praise you, Lord, for saving us. We praise you for the certainty of heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of being able to share it to others all over the world, throughout the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. May I use this as an illustration, a visual aid? Kids love that. Although they love YouTube Reels more and, you know, Facebook, whatever. I will go to that. I will go to that. Luke chapter 5, 37 to 38. Title of the message, We Are the New Wine. We are the new wine. Jesus said in this parable that the new wine will burst the bottles, the old bottles, and the new wine will be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. To the kids and to those who... Oh, sorry, sir. Oh, no. Cardinal sin. Not turning off the mic. During the Bible times, bottles are not made of glass. Bottles are not made of plastic. Bottles are not made of stainless steel. Bottles are made of skin. Badger skin, goat skin, sheep skin, animal skin in general. So just like leather shoes today, when they get old, they crack. You see little cracks. Just old age. Just because you use it, right? And it's exposed to the elements. So you have to change it to new bottles. New animal skin. And Jesus said here, new wine must be put into new bottles. Let me present to you three new bottles that we must put new wine. And who are those new wine? Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are the new wine. The Bible says we are new creatures. The Bible says if we stay in the new bottles, we will be preserved. We will not get spilled. So we must be put into new bottles. New animal skin. And let me tell you what are those. Especially nowadays. We are the new wine. And to those parents, you are sitting beside your kids. I encourage you, maybe... later, when the pastor will call an altar call, if the Lord will deal with your hearts tonight, bring your kids here at the altar. Because I will not be speaking as a pastor, as a missionary tonight only, but as a father. But as a father. First bottle. The bottle of content. The bottle of content. The kids today knows the new meaning of content. You see, they make contents. They make contents. Meaning, not the ingredients, not any food content. But the term content today, nowadays, is the things you upload. Amen? I'm sorry, but I'm not Gen Z, I'm not Alpha generation, but I know these things because I have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, just turned 15 today. That is content. The question is, are we providing new bottle contents in the minds of our kids? Even in the minds of us adults. You see, I'm sorry, but the music today, garbage. Amen. Amen. Kids, I told you I will be speaking not as a missionary, but as a father. We have so many back and forths with my kids. I overhear what they're listening, and I go to their room. What is that? And I stay. Let's listen. May I listen to that?
Just one stanza. And I'm sure I will find a line that is not God glorifying, God honoring. The content of the music, the content of the videos, the content of the movies right now, old battles, worldly battles. Our kids need new battles. This is a new battle. This old sinful world is old battle. This is new to them. This is even new to us. Proof? We always say this in the Philippines. You want to get sleepy? Read your Bible. 100% you'll get sleepy. Why? Sinful nature. But if you binge watch, no sleepy. No sleepiness. Those that are laughing hard are guilty. All of us. Sports, March Madness, NBA playoffs. Right? I'm sorry, ladies. That's a man talking. Those are man examples. But you see what I mean? New battles. New battle content. Provide them. It is our responsibility, parents, to provide new bottles. They are new wine. We are new wine. We are new creatures. And you know what I mean when I mean content. The things that they watch, the things that they put in their minds. That's why we get surprised if they have that expression. Where did you get that? In a celebrity, on a musician, in an actor, they will get it in a personality, celebrity. Ah, old battle. We will be spilled. We will perish if we continue to put our kids, ourselves into old battle, worldly battle. This is new battle. The Bible. Christian content. New battle. We were talking about your educational system here, by the way. Many are surprised when you speak well, English well. Because in the Philippines, 7 out of 10 subjects are taught in English. Only 3 subjects are taught in Filipino. So we can speak and we can understand. Although my English is now getting low battery. It's now 13%. It started 100. It is no longer good looking. But content. The new bottle of content. Number 2. The new bottle of company. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. We are already iron. We are already new wine. Who are the friends of our kids? Who are our friends? Okay. Let me clarify this. We must have many friends as we can. Amen? Not Facebook friends, but real warm-blooded friends. Amen? Amen? But the challenge and my encouragement here tonight, dear brethren, your inner core, your inner circle must be Christians, must be like-minded, God-glorifying people. We can have other friends so that we can bring them to church. Amen? We must be friendly. But our inner core must be new bottles of company. Encourage your kids. Encourage ourselves that we get close to our church, our church members. This is our home. Well, I'm just talking to a sister. She is so thankful that she has Northview Baptist Church as her family, as her church family. Aside from her biological family, she has a church family. Take advantage of our church family. Amen? This is our new battle. This is company. Let's practice, because anyway, we will spend eternity. Let's practice right now. Being together. Amen? New battle of company. Now, let's think, who are we? Whose company are we enjoying? Is it our fellow Christians? Or are we more open to non-believers? There's something wrong about that, honestly. There's something wrong about that. We are putting new wine into old bottles. Our church is a new bottle. Church is a new bottle. Put our kids, put yourselves in our church. This is family. This is family. We're not perfect, but we're like-minded. We're alike. We have Jesus Christ in our lives. We are not here because we like the same interest, the same educational background or status in life. No, we are here because of Jesus Christ. That's why every time we enter into a new church, right away, instant connection. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Content, new wine, new bottle. Company, let's put new bottle. New like-minded friends. To all our sons and daughters here, choose your inner circle. Choose the closest friends that are Christian. You will never grow wrong. Back in college, just quick, then my last point, because my last point will have three sub-points. But I promise I will end in 8:15, like before. Okay. Back in college, I told you about Eugene Santos, right? Eugene Santos. When I entered that college, he was already in third year. I was a freshman. And speaking of surrendering everything to the Lord, I surrendered my life's ambition to the Lord. I got into that university, and that is a prestigious university. Poor but deserving students go there. You have to take a very hard exam. That's the University of the Philippines, which the Americans put in 1901. You establish that university. But I have a personal ambition to be an agricultural engineer. But the Lord called me in my third year. But in my first year, this new wine chose old bottle. I was slipping away. I was living a double life, because I go to the school weekly. I got my budget, 600 pesos, 100 pesos. That's $1, $2 a day, 1993. So it's freedom. No parents, no going home, no curfew. I was staying at a dorm, but I was a Christian. First year, Pastor, I was slipping away. I was putting myself in old bottle. Bad company, first year. I was living a double life. I was a choir member, a church, but I want to go back to my university right away, Sunday evening, after choir practice. Because I am free there. But thanks be unto God, a Baptist ministry is in the campus. Baptist Youth Sowers for Christ. The Lord had mercy on me. And I got busy with that ministry. And with that ministry, campus ministry, I got the call of the Lord and surrendered my life to full-time ministry, full-time Bible school. Company is very, very crucial. Let's put ourselves into new bottles. We're new wine. Last, church. The new bottle of church. Okay, I have 3 points here. This would be very, very relevant today. You see, when we go to church, the Bible says in Ephesians 4, when we go to church, let me illustrate to you what the Ephesians 4 says. We put on and we put off. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4. When we go to church, three things happen. Three things happen. That is new bottle. Number one, when we go to church, like we are doing right now, we bring ourselves to church. What do I mean? In America, especially, when you want something, you will get it right away. Amazon. I want... She's elbowing her mom. You want something in the morning? You can get it at noon. Here. And I saw even a video that a drone will deliver whatever you want. You see, when we go to church, we bring ourselves to church. Because right now, the old battle is this. When I want something, it will come to me. It will be delivered to me. And we are getting sucked into that. That old battle. That's why church going is no longer appealing. You bring yourself to church. That is unselfishness. You bring yourself to church. Lord, I will bring myself as a living sacrifice. That is new battle. Because right now, we are getting influenced by anything I want, it will be delivered at my doorstep. I no longer have to go. It will come to me. But when we go to church, it's something. That's old-fashioned living sacrifice. Lord, I will give my time, my treasure, my talent, and my truth to my church. I will go there. I will wake up. I will dress up. I will put myself in my car or bicycle or motorcycle. Or in our country, we will ride the public jeepney. That is new battle. We go to church. The church doesn't go to us. Number two, when we go to church, we give. We give. As I said, we give our time. We spend whole day. It depends what your ministry is. We give our talent. We give our treasure. We sing. We collect songbook, just like Brother Eugene. We give our treasure, we give our offering. You say, Pastor, what's the big deal with that? This is the big deal. Because out there, we are taught, this is old battle, we are takers. We take. We're transactional. I will do this for you if you do this for me. Of course, jobs and school, I will study. I want the degree. I want a grade. That's transactional. But to the Lord, amen? The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. But you see, even if we go to church and give ourselves to the Lord, what happened? We still get something from the Lord, amen? Amen. We still get blessed by the fellow believers. We still have something to bring home. We listen to the word of God. We give. That's our intention. Lord, I will offer to you when I go to church. But still, we have something to take. that will help us in a spiritual growth. But let's start with that. Lord, I will give. When we go to church, that's our mentality. I will give. And that is opposite the old battle of the world. Take, get, obtain. By the church, we give. We give ourselves. We give ourselves to the Lord. We give ourselves to fellow Christians who need our prayer, who need our help. We give. And last, when we go to church, we listen. And that is, nowadays, that is new battle. You know why? And many will agree with me, because out there in the world, we talk. Social media, we comment. We are so, when there's basketball championship, when there's golf, we're all sports analysts. We comment, they should have drafted. It's easy to comment now. You can have YouTube channel. You can make your own channel and say you what you want to say. You see, this world no longer listens. We love to comment. We love to give our opinion. We no longer listen. The art of listening is getting extinct. But you see, right now, you are listening to me. But you know it, preachers know it, that many hear, some listen, but few ponder. Some of you may be looking at me and just saying, please hurry up, preacher. You said you will be finished. But at church, we listen. We just listen. There is no video here. Amen? That's why, you know, the kids today are conditioned for 3-minute videos, because their attention span, very short. And that is the devil's device, devil's way for them to just visuals, many images. If it's just listening, just auditory, equals boring. They need to see movement. They need to see motion. They need videos, not just hearing. But when we go to church, this is new battle. This is alternative. You listen to the word of God. The Bible is being preached. The preacher is here. Your pastor is here. He is preaching the word of God. We listen. We learn. It doesn't matter if he's going on stage or going there. He's just standing here. It doesn't matter. The important thing is he preaches the word of God. We listen. When we go to church, we go to church. When we go to church, we give, not take. When we go to church, we listen. And just for a few moments, just listen to what the Lord is saying. Let's talk after and say to Pastor Grimes, thank you, Pastor, for the message. I will pray for you. The conclusion is this. There's a pastor in the Philippines that when he gets invited to speak, Pastor, and I will close with this. When he gets invited to preach about family, this is sad but true. When the theme of any conference is about family, he begs off because he knows himself. And he is humble enough to say this, I am not worthy to preach behind the pulpit about family. Because my family, specifically my my relationship to my kids is not worthy of emulating. I'm not worthy to be your speaker. And he recommends another preacher. You see, all of us parents here, our first mission field is our family.
Amen.
It's our children. Amen. And it, me too. It's in the Bible. Amen. That's why it is very hard that we're standing here as pastors and preachers and our family is not in good condition. So let's put our family into new bottles. New bottles of content. There's a war. We have a great enemy there. Satan is behind all this. The content, the company, a new bottle of church. Let's bring them to church. Let's give that alternative bottle. Because Jesus said, us, new wine, must be put into new bottles. Or we will be spilled. Last sentence, and I will call Pastor Grimes. Just look at our kids tonight and just pray for them. And I won't allow, Lord, help me. I won't allow my kids to be a statistic. Because I talked to a youth pastor here during the round of missions conference. 3 out of 10 kids that grew up at Sunday school, attended a Christian school, when they enter college, it's as if nothing was put in them. They still choose the old bottle. 3 out of 10. And they are just statistics. I don't want my 2 kids to be a statistic. 3 out of 10 pastor's kids. Let's put them to new bottles. Let's pray. Father, bless our closing, our invitation. I don't know what the pastor of the church will do, but you deal with our hearts tonight. Our kids are here. Mothers and fathers are here. Just bring us closer to you, Lord. Help us to have, to provide for them, to provide for us, ourselves, new bottles. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor.
Thank you, brother. Let's stand again.
Thank you.
For all flesh is as grass. The glory of man is flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever.
Amen.
And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Thank you so much, preachers, so much for being here and for ministering to us in the word, the good testimony, and this good message, practical message. But let's back up for just a moment. Has there been a time in your life when you heard and you understood the gospel? The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the means by which salvation, reconciliation is offered to every human being. But you must respond to the gospel.
Amen.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So think about that. The gospel is preached. There's communication. Someone hears, believes, and then calls upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Is that your testimony? There's so much to learn from the scriptures about life and about serving our Lord. But it begins with an assurance of eternity. That is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting Him as Savior. Has it been that time in your life when you heard the gospel, you believed it, and you called upon the Lord in your heart, and it was confirmed in prayer, and in prayer, in your own words, you admitted yourself a sinner. You acknowledged the finished work of our Savior's resurrection, and you made a one-time conscientious decision to trust Him. If you're not certain about that, let me or someone here tonight help you. During this invitation, listen, everyone comes to the Lord the same way. And every believer in this room knows what you're experiencing right now if you are without assurance. So let's get it settled. What better way to close a conference than someone receiving an assurance of eternity because of a proper response to the gospel? Let's examine ourselves. Let's consider our families. Let's consider our service in the local church. Let's consider our support of missionaries. So let's use this time to pray. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for this evening and thank you for this conference. Thank you for all that we've experienced. I ask you, my Father, work now in our hearts and lives your will. Help us, my Father, to apply what we know and to respond to conviction as we should, not to leave in the same way that we came. I ask you to bless, please, this time of invitation and prayer, and this I ask in my Savior's name. As our pianist plays softly a hymn of invitation, friends, brethren, let's examine ourselves. Let's spend this time praying. If you need someone to pray with you, there's someone available.